You're listening to Maine's Political Pulse. I'm Ari Snyder, joined by Maine Public's political correspondents Steve Missler and Kevin Miller. Today, we're talking about a wild week in the U.S. Senate race as breakout candidate Graham Plattner tries to navigate revelations about his social media history and also a tattoo often associated with Nazis. So, guys, it's been a dizzying week of stories about Plattner, the Democrat running to unseat Republican Senator Susan Collins next year. He was riding a lot of momentum up until Governor Janet Mills entered the race, but since then there's been a barrage of revelations about his prolific posting on the social media platform Reddit, and of course the tattoo, which Steve, his campaign actually proactively revealed. Do I have that right?
Yep. Give it a listen.
I've been told that some of your political opponents are telling reporters that that tattoo has a Nazi affiliation, and I would like to know, is that accurate? Are you a secret Nazi?
I am not a secret Nazi. Actually, if you read through my Reddit comments, I think you can pretty much figure out where I stand on Nazism and anti-Semitism and racism in general. I would say a lifelong opponent.
So what you just heard there was Plattner on the Pod Save America podcast, where he was asked about a skull and crossbones tattoo on his chest that resembles a Totenkopf, a symbol worn by some units in the Nazi SS. And the reason his campaign broke this news itself is because it was trying to get ahead of a story that was part of a barrage of opposition research designed to hobble his candidacy, or at the very least, blunt his momentum. So this was the campaign's way of trying to explain this tattoo on Plattner's terms. This happens from time to time in campaigns, but the way this occurred is certainly unorthodox, yet in some ways very fitting for this moment in politics.
All right, so let's hit pause on the tattoo controversy for a minute, because it seems like the timing of this disclosure is important. Kevin, this came on the heels of several news stories about Plattner's Reddit post dating back to 2009, but up through 2021. Those posts were deleted before he launched his campaign, but they were discovered by opposition researchers who then began leaking them to selected media outlets. Is that correct?
It all started with these posts on the online forum Reddit. And among his many, many posts, Plattner said many rural Americans are racist. He also criticized police officers. He said that black people are stingy tippers. Once this all started bubbling to the surface last week, Plattner said that he was in a pretty dark place back then after four combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was lonely and disillusioned, and that these Reddit communities were his outlet. But you know, now he says he's changed and he's in a much better place in his life. You know, he's more empathetic and he doesn't believe these things anymore.
Right. And then from what I saw on social media, it kind of looked like Plattner's explanation was pulling him out of this mess. Right. People seemed ready to look past it. But then the tattoo disclosure happened.
Yeah, a lot of people seemed to appreciate his willingness to open up about it. You know, he didn't run from the controversy. He was all over the place in the media talking about it. But then this tattoo issue just explodes in the media here in Maine and nationally. And Plattner once again kind of went back to this. He was young and stupid, or at least ignorant. He says he got the tattoo back in 2007. He said, you know, he and his fellow Marines were on leave in Croatia. There was apparently a lot of alcohol flowing at the time, and they ended up at a tattoo parlor.
And we chose a terrifying-looking skull and crossbones off the wall because we were Marines, and, you know, skulls and crossbones are a pretty standard military thing.
He says that he had no idea that that skull and crossbones design that he chose had any connections to the Nazis or to the SS.
And we should add here that Plattner has since had the tattoo covered up, right, Steve?
He did, and he made sure to show it to WGME, giving them a first look by taking off his shirt on camera. Not sure that's ever happened in a U.S. Senate race before.
All right, Steve, so the timing of all this is really interesting, right? We're talking about a primary election that's more than 8 months from now. Isn't this the kind of stuff that we'd normally see closer to the election?
Yeah, typically, but this is an extraordinary contest, Ari. So I think we've only mentioned Governor Mills a couple of times in this discussion, but all of this happened since she got into the race. Now, her campaign isn't publicly pushing this stuff, but the assumption is that it's coming from activists or political groups working on behalf of her candidacy. Remember that she was recruited by Democratic leaders in the Senate because they think she has the best chance to beat Senator Collins next year. The problem for those who share that view is that Plattner has just gathered so much momentum since launching his campaign in August that he could just run away with this thing before Mills or anyone else in the primary field can stop him.
And this seems like a good moment to discuss this new poll by the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Kevin, I know it's still, again, quite early, but that survey was pretty stunning.
Yeah, it was very eye-opening. The UNH poll shows Plattner with a massive lead among likely voters in the Democratic Party. 58% of respondents said that Plattner was their first choice, compared to 24% for Mills. So this is a total political newcomer who I think it's safe to say that almost no one in Maine outside of Hancock County knew who he was just 3 months ago. And he has more than double the support of Maine's two-term governor. And I think this speaks to the angst and the anger and the frustration on the left right now, but it also potentially explains why the national groups backing Mills, as Steve just talked about, and why they came out swinging so hard at Plattner.
Steve, did anything else jump out at you from this poll?
Yeah, there's this note by the pollster that I found fascinating, and it's trying to explain why Mills isn't doing very well in this head-to-head with Plattner by showing her overall approval rating as governor that has fallen sharply. What's interesting about that trend is how it seemed to accelerate between August and October 21st. So in August, Mills was not in the race, but talking about it and flirting with the idea. Her approval then was +4. But by the time she got into the race and after, she was a -12. So why did it drop so much? The legislature isn't in session. The governor isn't making any big decisions that could be attributed to this. Is that drop because she got into the race? I really don't know.
And Kevin, how is all of this affecting Plattner's campaign? This week, he drew over 500 people to a town hall in Ogunquit. At the same time, there are reports of a major reshuffling of his campaign staff. Can he survive this?
Yeah, so that is the big question, right? The expectation is the groups that are digging into Plattner are not done. He's lost some campaign staff, but he's replaced them with some pretty seasoned veterans. So far, at least anecdotally, he seems to be holding his own among his supporters. And I think it's important, he hasn't lost some of the major backers, like Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. I think that would be a major sign of trouble if he did. But, you know, speaking of Sanders, I think it's interesting to note there that there seems like there's some risks here for the Democratic Party, too. If we go back to 2016, during the Democratic presidential primary and caucuses, a lot of the Bernie Sanders supporters were absolutely infuriated at the way he was treated by the party. And many of them stayed home in November of 2016, and Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. So I guess, you know, there's always a risk here that these attacks on Plattner could backfire on the Democratic Party.
Steve, what's your take on this?
Well, look, I think it really depends on the risk tolerance of Democratic primary voters. I mean, this is relatively new territory for them. And in some ways, it reminds me of what Republican voters experienced during the Tea Party movement of 2009 and 2010. There was a lot of anger in the GOP base back then, and that meant a lot of so-called establishment Republicans were upset in party primaries. Some of those insurgent candidates went on to win general elections. A lot of them didn't. And of course, there's no guarantee that Governor Mills will win an election against Senator Collins. But as long as Plattner is in the race, that will be a choice. Battle-tested, vetted governor, or charismatic firebrand with some baggage.
And that was Maine Public political correspondents Steve Missler and Kevin Miller. Thanks for joining us for Maine's Political Pulse. You can also read the Pulse newsletter. Find it online at mainepublic.org/pulse. Our music is by Rob Holt. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon on Maine's Political Pulse.